Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we take a closer look at an issue affecting families and communities all over the United States. Getting a routine appointment is becoming harder for many Americans, especially in rural and underserved areas. And this is a topic that we've covered before. The demand for everyday and preventative care continues to rise, but access to providers has not kept pace. One group working to meet that need is the growing field of osteopathic medicine. Now, a new study from the American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine shows that osteopathic medical schools not only strengthen local economies, they also train physicians who often choose to serve in areas with limited healthcare resources. Joining me again from Bethesda, Maryland, is Dr. Robert Kane. He's president and CEO of the American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine and chair of the Health Professions Association. Dr. Kane has spent his career leading and teaching osteopathic medical education, and he brings a deep understanding of what our communities need. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Dr. Kane.
Well, good morning, and thank you for allowing me to join you again.
Absolutely. Always glad to have you, Dr. Kane. And for those who may not be familiar, what makes osteopathic medical training distinct from other medical paths?
I think one of the easiest way to try to answer this for the listener is it's what we teach, who we have teach it, and where our students ultimately learn. So we try to teach and instill a mindset in our students that is patient-focused. It's about whole-person care, thinking about the mind-body-spirit needs of that person who is sitting in front of you, making sure we pay attention to the things that our own bodies are capable of doing if we can just augment them and use the, or provide the right environment to try to promote health and well-being in the patient. And then lastly, we learn about the musculoskeletal system and how its health contributes to overall health of the body. And through that, we learn to use manipulation as a tool to treat certain kinds of musculoskeletal issues that patients might have. So it's a very comprehensive way of learning about medicine, seeing the whole person in every encounter. We also put them in front of a role model to exemplify those things, right? We want them to walk out having seen and experienced what that kind of care should actually look like. And so the patients can feel and experience it as well. And perhaps the last part that then brings it all together is we train them in the communities where we ultimately want them to practice. And so throughout the country, the 5,000 community-based institutions that have progressively become greater academic centers for our type of purpose, we engage them in those locations. And since over half our schools are in underserved areas and over half actually touch counties where more than 20% of the population lives in rural conditions, we think we're positioned in the right place to draw our students from the right areas, train them in the model I just described in terms of their learning and their experience, and to ultimately get them to stay and practice in areas that are underserved.
And Dr. Kane, it's my understanding that this segment of the medical field is now the fastest growing segment of medical education.
It is. I am so proud of what I've seen in my lifetime, so proud of this community and its commitments and its effect. In 1999, there were 19 campuses of osteopathic are offering the DO degree of osteopathic medical education across the country. 19. And today, yesterday, we approved our 73rd campus and as a member of this organization. And so the presence across the country is increasing, which makes it more visible for students who might be thinking about, I want to be a physician. What are my options? Well, there's a DO, or DO medical school not too far from me. Alabama has two that you can actually draw on. So yes, the growth has been amazing. And the number of physicians, we've just crossed the 200,000 number when we combine practicing DOs, residents in training and graduate medical education, and medical students, and won't be that long before you have 200,000 practitioners. So it's an exciting time, and I think it's happening because what we think is important in healthcare, the prevention, the proactive focus, the person in front of me mindset, is something people really need and care about.
A recent study was done, and on this new study, there were some key findings, especially around where DOs ultimately practice and the impact of osteopathic medical schools. What impact do they have on local communities?
Yeah, so just background for a moment. We undertook this study because we could see as we looked at individual schools the great job they were doing at training physicians who stayed in their state, went into primary care, and often practiced in rural areas. And as I kept seeing that, looking at different individual reports, I thought, we need to tell our story nationally. We need to be able to use that for educating the public, for advocacy work that needs to be done, and to bring that all together into one place. So we commissioned this impact report. It has two parts to it. One part is on workforce. One part is on the economic impact then of opening a college. So just a couple quick points on each. Things we've already been talking about that it helped to confirm the fact that over half of our graduates end up entering into primary care, that a quarter end up entering into really high-need fields like psychiatry, obstetrics, general surgery, emergency medicine, things that patients otherwise may need to encounter first in the healthcare system. That's 75% of our graduates heading into the fields that are most needed. Downstream on the workforce report showing that we're doing a good job getting people to stay in rural and underserved areas. And so, again, part of the major conversation that we're having here. in some states, those numbers are significantly above the national averages for all schools, MDBO, entering into rural practice. And that's exciting. But in general, over time, an osteopathic medical school in your state, about 40% of its graduates begin to stay. And so you can track that in terms of the workforce impact. On the economic side, every new College of Osteopathic Medicine generates on average about 700 new jobs just at the school itself. Some of those jobs are the physicians it attracts to be the professors who will be teaching. So if you're in a rural area, those physicians start to also practice and offer clinical services. And sometimes we actually see that underserved designation be removed because of the changes that are happening. So those 700 new positions, the people coming in from outside the community, all begin to contribute to the local economy. And where are our schools located to finish the story? Well, again, about half are in areas that have an underserved designation, and about half are in areas that touch on rural designation. So hopefully we put the schools in the right places and we're having the right impact, both from our graduates doing what they need to do and staying and affecting the places we need them to affect.
And Dr. Kane, for students who might be considering this path, what should they understand about osteopathic medical school?
So the exciting part is you're entering a growing field. If you have a service mindset, that the graduates of osteopathic schools, while they can become anything in any field and physician scientists, if that's what they so wish, they're going to experience a model that for the most part is focused upon service. So becoming a physician servant and knowing how to go into your community and not just take care of the patients who will be part of your practice, but hopefully to embed yourself in that community and make a difference for it as well. As we talked a little bit in the beginning of the call, if you're interested in that idea of mind-body-spirit connection, using my hands as a tool to use manipulation to treat our patients, and learning about how the body can heal itself, then hopefully those are the things that will attract them to this degree and see it as their preferred pathway to practice.
And for anyone listening who wants to learn more about osteopathic medicine or explore programs, where should they go, Dr. Kane?
So our website for the association is aacom.org, acom.org. The association itself supports the colleges of osteopathic medicine in terms of programs and services that are needed at a national level. It's the source for ACOMAS, which is the centralized application service for students, and allows us to act as the national voice for osteopathic medical education. The report that we talked about is also currently on the homepage of our website. So if people are interested in learning about the workforce and economic impact, that information can be found there.
Dr. Kane, I want to thank you again for the work that you're doing and for taking time to share insight on the growing role of osteopathic physicians in meeting healthcare needs across our country. Your perspective gives students, families, and communities a better understanding of what DOs bring to the table and why this matters for our future. So thank you, Dr. Robert Kane, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
To learn more, you can visit aacom.org. Stay with me because up next, we're shifting gears in a way that's perfect for this time of year. I'll be joined by Tricia Tierney, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Apple, and she'll be sharing gift ideas for the holidays along with helpful tips and tools parents can use to foster safe, healthy online experiences for their children. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As advertised, we're talking about a lot of kids that now wake up to something new in their hands, a phone, a tablet, maybe even a computer, and parents suddenly find themselves trying to answer some really big questions. How do we set this up safely? What features should we turn on? How do we make sure technology becomes a tool for learning, creativity, and connection, and not just a doorway to things children aren't ready for? Today's devices come with powerful options for parents, but many families don't know where to start. Apple has tools designed specifically to help parents set up an age-appropriate experience right from the first moment a device is turned on, and that's the best time to do it. Joining me today to walk us through some of these ideas is Tricia Tierney, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Apple, and Tricia has spent more than a decade helping to shape Apple products and the stories behind them, and she now focuses on Apple's tools for parents and children. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tricia.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. This is a big time of year for families getting new devices. And what Apple products are most popular on wish lists this holiday season?
Yes, so this is a fantastic season to be shopping. So iPhone just came off an incredible year. We've got iPhone 17 offering the perfect everyday upgrade, iPhone Air with the thinnest design ever, and our Pro lineup is more powerful than ever. And for those that are focused on health and fitness, Apple Watch Series 11 offers the most comprehensive set of health features yet, like hypertension notifications and a new sleep score. And if you're traveling this holiday, AirPods Pro 3 is fantastic. It comes with live translation and the world's best in-ear active noise cancellation. So loads of amazing products to choose from this year.
So whether a device is brand new or handed down from an older sibling, what are the most important first steps parents or caregivers should take when setting it up for a child?
Yeah, so whether those devices are new or passed down, the most important thing to do is get your kids set up on child accounts. We've made this simple to do, and with them, you get access to our parental controls. You might have heard about screen time, and this is the tool that's all about building healthy digital habits. So parents can use it to manage what types of content their kids can access, how much time they spend in apps on their device, and who they can communicate with. And, you know, there's so much to take advantage of here. So we've configured these child accounts with a huge set of default protections to keep them safe right out of the gate.
And so it's really important that parents understand the difference in the regular account and creating a child account and understanding the value of that.
Right. Yes. No, I know. That's incredibly true. Yeah. When you have it's super important to use these child accounts because they're the ones that come with all those default protections to keep them safe. Without them, it's kind of hard to know exactly what they're going to encounter or experience, but we've got loads of features to keep them safe. You can use things like tools like communication limits to manage who they can communicate with. You can approve the contacts that they're allowed to communicate with over messages. You also have features like Find My that let you know where your kids are so you can see them live on a map and even set notifications when they arrive or leave out of school. And there's some many other great protections. One that's really important to be mindful of is communication safety. This really addresses a topic that can, you know, it fits heavily in parents' minds. It's a feature that detects nudity in images and videos that children may attempt to send or receive. And then it provides them with those helpful warnings and resources to guide them towards making a safe choice.
And I know that many parents want to feel confident that their child's screen time is actually productive. What features or apps encourage creativity and learning on Apple devices?
Yes. So one device that's particularly great for learning and creativity is the iPad. You know, kids use it in school and at home to explore their different interests and bring their ideas to life. With Apple Pencil, they can draw and take handwritten notes and mark up documents for school. And there's so many amazing productivity apps to take advantage of and ones that empower your creativity too, like Freeform, GarageBand, and iMovie. It's so fun to watch children, you know, take their ideas, assemble them all on this endless canvas to compose music and even create their own movies. And if you're looking for just other great ways to use the iPad, one place to go is to the Made for Kids category in the App Store. And you get this curated set of apps for children under 11. You can discover all the ways you can use your iPad.
As I told you, I have a daughter that had a birthday today and she turned 12. And we think about safety and we think about healthy habits when she's in front of a screen. What tools help families manage things like screen time limits, app access, and communication boundaries?
Yes, great question. So the tool that really helps you sort of set limits on how long you're using apps and who you're communicating with is Screen Time. With it, parents get this clear overview of how their kids have been spending time on the device for, let's say, the past week. And they can use tools to manage that, like app limits. It lets you set up a limit for how long they can use a particular app. And we recommend once parents have sort of dialed in the settings in the ways that sort of make sense for their parenting values and styles, that they protect everything with a screen time passcode. Now, we do know that kids are clever and they sometimes figure out these passcodes. So this year, if your kid ever attempts to use the screen time passcode, we're going to notify the parents, keeping them one step ahead. And if that notification comes in a surprise, it might spark a healthy conversation.
That is outstanding. Let's talk about privacy. What should parents know about how Apple handles things like location, messaging, or app data when a child is using a device?
Yes, so all of our devices are designed with privacy in mind. Our goal here is really to minimize your footprint. So, for example, even when it comes to sharing your age range with developers, we actually put parents in control of whether their child is even allowed to share that information. We want to make sure that kids have the right to grow up in a ways that, you know, their privacy is protected and they're free to explore and all their own interests as they're growing up.
And parents often wonder how to check or adjust settings later if their child grows older or needs more independence. How easy is it to revisit or update these controls over time?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So within, when you head to your child's account, you're going to see suggestions that actually help to help teach you about new tools and capabilities. The place to look there is right within the setting app. You're going to go to recommended for your family, and it gives you healthy suggestions about new things that you can take advantage of. And if you're looking just to learn about all of our different parental controls that we have available, the place to head is apple.com/families. This gives you an overview of all the parental controls, along with links and guides and videos to help you get started.
And the Mark White Show is definitely multi-generational. So for those listening who may not feel tech savvy, What would you say to reassure them about navigating these features?
Yes. So those that aren't tech savvy, the good news is that when you get your kids into a child account, they're set up with all these amazing default protections that keep them safe out of the gate. So if there's one thing to do, it's to make sure that when your kids are using devices, have them on those child accounts. And from there, you can kind of go that step deeper, take a look at how your kids are using the device today, and if there's any other things that you might want to manage, and then you can begin to sort of dial in that experience to the next level.
And again, Tricia, for families who want more information or detailed step-by-step help, where can they go to learn more?
Yeah, so we already covered Apple.com families. That's a great place to learn about the tools. And if you live nearby an Apple store, our retail team can offer you personalized support and get you set up with all these amazing parental controls.
Tricia Tierney, I appreciate you coming on the show today to break this down for parents and caregivers. It's really encouraging to hear how much thought goes into giving families tools that can make technology safer, more meaningful, and more manageable for kids. And as always, listeners can visit Apple's website to learn more about the features we've talked about today and explore resources designed specifically for parents. Thank you, Tricia Tierney, for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.